Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Glenn Harness with Health and Wellness. Last year, Ralph Topham, clinical counselor for Work-Life Connections EAP, created an audio recording of relaxation techniques to help people deal with the urge to smoke. Today, we're following up with Ralph to find out how people have been using that recording. Ralph, what's the response been to this recording?
And it's been really good. After we created that, originally, of course, it was to let the urge to smoke pass. But we put this download out there, and we copied it to a CD for the Nurse Wellness Program. And so Margie Gale, our Nurse Wellness Specialist, has actually been giving those away as a gift, if you will, to new nurses and any number of people that are in the nursing program. And we've given out over 300 of these things.
Wow.
Exactly those, just to the CDs alone.
Wow.
And we have no idea how many people have actually downloaded that. But we've gotten some really nice feedback. I can tell you some stories. The first one was a person who had come home pretty late at night and had gone to bed and had woken up at about 2 in the morning and couldn't get back to sleep. And they knew they had this CD, so they put it in. And they were giving me the feedback, and they were saying, you know, it just seemed too wordy. There was too much voice in it. And then they said the next thing they knew, it was 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, it must have done the job.
It did the job. It certainly. And the point of this, you know, the point of the whole CD is to take the person to a place of calm inside themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's and let any kind of urge, you know, whether it's an urge to smoke, just an urge that's, you know, wrapped up in thinking problems, to let those urges pass and let them go. Mm-hmm. We've had people tell me, you know, just a wave of calm came over me. Mm-hmm. Another one said, best night's sleep ever. Another listens to it 3 or 4 times a day. Mm-hmm. Actually, I've used this technique, this plan that's on the CD or on the download. I actually taught an 8-year-old how to get rid of her hiccups.
Wow.
And I also taught a waitress who did it while she was waiting on tables.
Wow.
So it's something that you can carry with you and use in other places. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very exciting thing to hear all the responses mm-hmm. that people have had. But basically, it's composed of 3 parts. Mm-hmm. It's breathing, which we all know can help us get more calm. But it's a technique for clearing the mind. Mm-hmm. And then it's an embracing, really embracing the calm. So choosing to let the drama go and embrace the calm that we can find inside ourselves, then finding that calm place and just experiencing it fully. Let me tell you one story, okay? What I often do when I use this in, you know, when I'm down in my office and I let, you know, I give people the CD, I often tell them the story about how to let thoughts go or how to let emotions go. Mm-hmm. And the story I use actually relates to that hurricane that hit the coast about 2 months ago, where the people were washed into the Atlantic Ocean actually and died. A couple of people died. Well, I've sat with my wife on the rocks right by Thunder Hole, and we've watched the waves roll in, and it's a beautiful place to be. And we were sitting there one day, and we were in front of the people that were also sitting there. We were probably 20 feet closer to the water than they were, and we were listening to Thunder Hole. Just a delightful sight. And we're sitting on this pretty much bald granite, so it's very smooth. And we're watching the ocean waves, and then you could see it. There was this one wave coming at us. Yeah, that was bigger by 3 or 4 times than the waves that had come previously. And there wasn't time to get up and run, you know, because it would knock you off your feet. There was really nothing to hold on to because we're sitting on this smooth granite, and it's like this feeling of here it comes. You know, there's nothing you can do but try to center yourself, feel really heavy, hold on to the ground as best you can, and you let that wave pass. And you're either going to go with it and wash into Thunder Hole, or, you know, it's going to pass and you're just going to get wet. And that's what emotions can be treated like. You can just acknowledge them, sort of see them coming, see yourself experiencing them, and then letting them go. The same with thoughts. Mm-hmm. Oh, there I am thinking about, you know, whatever the issue is, and then you let it go. So it's a choice. Mm-hmm.
You can still get the CD if you send in a request, right?
Indeed. In fact, we had a request yesterday, and we sent one out this morning.
Okay. There's a download link attached to the podcast entry here, so you can still download it.
Exactly. It's on the Health and Wellness Work-Life Connections EAP podcast download, and you can certainly hear the original podcast you and I did, and then you can also download the calming exercise.
Okay. Thanks for the update, Ralph.
A pleasure, Glenn.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments or story suggestions, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu or visit our website, www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu, and click on the podcast link.